Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Hamas officials in southern Gaza say an Israeli airstrike has killed at least 35 people in an area for displaced civilians near Rafah. Israel's military said it had targeted a Hamas compound, killing two senior members of the group. Earlier on Sunday, Hamas fired 8 rockets from Rafah into Israeli territory. From Jerusalem, Dan Johnson reports.
Videos show a large explosion and intense fires burning, with reports of dozens of people wounded. Hamas said an Israeli airstrike had hit a camp for displaced Palestinians northwest of Rafah, away from recent military operations, in a designated humanitarian safe zone. It says women and children are among the dead. The IDF confirmed it had targeted Hamas militants in the area and said it was aware of reports the strike ignited a fire which had harmed civilians. It is reviewing the incident, but said it had used precision weapons against legitimate targets.
The rights group Amnesty International has accused the Nigerian authorities of being unwilling to tackle mass kidnappings after gunmen abducted about 160 people from a remote village. Amnesty's Nigeria director, Isa Sanusi, said Friday's attack in Niger State showed that the government had abandoned rural areas.
These abductions take place almost daily in smaller scale, but the government is going the other way around, which is taking the political solution, maybe using proxies to negotiate with these criminals or suspected criminals. That is why this is becoming an incentive for more people to take up arms, go and abduct people and make money out of it. Unfortunately, the people living in rural and urban areas have been completely abandoned.
A severe cyclone has struck southern Bangladesh, with torrential rains and wind gusting up to 90 kilometres an hour. Weather officials say the cyclone, named Rommel, could cause a storm surge of up to 4 metres above normal tidal levels in low-lying delta region. More than 800,000 people have been evacuated from vulnerable areas to raised concrete shelters. The president of Georgia has outlined an action plan for the country to progress towards closer relations with Europe. President Salome Zurabishvili invited political parties to sign the charter ahead of parliamentary elections in October, Rehan Dimitri reports.
President Salome Zurabishvili addressed the people of Georgia with an ambitious plan for the country's European future. She named it the Georgian Charter. It would include the abolition of laws which she said were harming Georgia's chances of EU membership and significant reforms to depoliticize the justice system and security services. The proposal comes amidst ongoing protests against the so-called foreign agents law, which the government's opponents say is taking Georgia back into Russia's orbit.
BBC News. Gitanas Nausėda has been re-elected as president of Lithuania. With most of the ballots counted, he leads his opponent, the Prime Minister Ingrida Šimonytė, with 78% of the vote. Both shared the view that defence spending had to rise after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but Mr. Nausėda took more conservative positions on social issues. Powerful storms sweeping across the central southern United States have killed at least 14 people. At least 7 were killed in Texas near the border with Oklahoma after a tornado plowed through a rural area near a mobile home park. The state governor, Greg Abbott, said the storm had been utterly traumatic for some people.
We are going through the heart-wrenching loss of life, including the heartbreak of a family losing a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old child. When they woke up yesterday, they had no way of knowing how the family would be literally crushed by this horrific storm.
There were also casualties in Oklahoma and Arkansas. Tens of thousands of residents are without power. A bus crash in southern Turkey has killed 10 people and injured nearly 40 others. The Turkish Interior Minister said the bus was travelling to Istanbul when it collided with a truck and 2 other vehicles near the city of Mersin. It reportedly flipped over in rainy weather. A beach owned by a Christian group in the US state of New Jersey has opened to the public on a Sunday morning for the first time in more than a century and a half. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association had barred people from entering the area during worship services since 1869, but it's now been forced to let visitors in by the state government. Ocean Grove is challenging the order in court. That's the latest from BBC News.